on African officials and governments is significantly weakened when those regimes can simply turn to China for support with essentially no values strings attached. If there is one message I wish to convey in this hearing, it's that the long-term American objective of promoting open societies in Africa, countries that embrace transparency and democracy, respect the environment, and protect human rights, is being challenged in some ways by China's approach to Africa. By offering an alternative source of investment and development, China offers African regimes economic opportunity, at times at the expense of government reform, and in a manner that may not directly benefit the average African. This highlights a second key distinction. In my view, the U.S. government has been investing in the people of Africa, while the Chinese government has been investing in the infrastructure of Africa. It's tough to say precisely given a real lack of transparency, but experts estimate roughly 70% of Chinese assistance to Africa comes in the form of financing for roads, stadiums, and government buildings, often built with Chinese materials and often by Chinese laborers. China is rarely transferring significant technology to Africa, nor employing many Africans. In contrast, more than 70%, as this chart shows, of U.S. government spending is directed toward investment in the African people, primarily through health programs to combat HIV, AIDS, malaria, tuberculosis, and other diseases.